Sir?
What's the requirements for a dock power system for a cruise ship? Is there such a thing in use anywhere?
Yeah, thanks. That's a good question. There are locations where shore ties are provided for cruise ships, and again, the idea is a ship can draw power from a landside source and not have to rely on some generator capacity. So again, reducing the use of ship's generators.
Are you cold ironing anywhere nearby?
No, because there's no availability, not here. That requires, again, the provision of that capability by the ports that we visit. You can't do it at an anchor. You know, you actually need a pier. The pier has to be outfitted with, you know, that capability. It's done in a number of places in California. There are a number of piers there that do it, and our ships are equipped.
They are outfitted?
Yeah, not all of them. Some, not all. Not, but and there's some places in Europe where that's done. Alaska has a short time. So it depends on the port and the infrastructure investments that are made in those ports. But most of our ships, if that capability were there, could do that. Sam?
Could you address where the sludge that's produced by the scrubbers is disposed of?
Yeah, that has to be disposed of in an authorized, by an authorized reception facility ashore. That cannot be discharged at sea.
Where are those?
Specifically, where are they? Yeah, they're in globally, you know, they're around in major port areas around the world.
Where are they in Maine?
In Maine, I don't know offhand. There may not be one in Maine, I'm not sure. But there are other, they can be retained on board for quite a long time. So when they get to a port that has the authorized reception facility, that's where it can be discharged ashore.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
The advanced water treatment systems are fairly new, and so I think we get boats that were built in the 1990s. How can we be sure? Have they been retrofitted?
Some have, not all. Probably about 50% of the ships that our CLIA members have them. But again, I'll go back to the no discharge standard.
So we have to trust.
Yeah, well, no, there's a no discharge zone right here. So nobody can discharge, regardless of whether they have an advanced water treatment system or not. That's in Rockland, they cannot.
That's an incorrect statement. Unless the law has changed in the past couple of days, the law permits discharge with an AWTS, not with an MSD, under LD 1158. The only no discharge zone under...
That's not my understanding.
Okay, the no discharge zone mainly is Pasco Bay.
And again, our requirement for all of our members is no discharge anywhere, untreated sewage, and certainly no discharge within, 3 miles. Yes, sir.
Admiral, like any land-based industry, there's corporate culture, right, and then there are individuals responsible for carrying out that culture. And so in those incidents raised by some folks about indiscretion of activity, what is the ramification to the crew, the captain, the crew of the boats? I'm assuming that within that corporate culture, you're a crew member and you don't follow policy, that there's some ramifications with them. Are you familiar with how the corporations are handling those issues?
Not all of them, but I do know that they are held accountable. The cases that I've been familiar with, there's a high degree of accountability. Masters who fail to comply with corporate policies, generally not employed for very long.
So there's a risk of losing your job and your career.
Yeah, absolutely. Not only that, but if there's intentional discharges and people are caught, they risk going to jail. And crew members, engineers have gone to jail for intentional illegal discharges. That does happen. Not from the cruise industry, but from other shipping in general. So that level of accountability is there. Sir?
Well, it seems like CLIA does have a certain amount of regulatory authority on its own in terms of having a hammer of membership. But from what you're saying, if there's a violation, hammer that's used is a good heart-to-heart talk. And that doesn't seem to be very much of a disincentive for them to continue doing that. I mean, just as an aside, I was thinking that I was reading that the Bar Harbor and that area has been named the worst air quality of any place in the state of Maine. And clearly that's not from hikers, it's from buses, and there's a whole host of this cruise ecosystem that's creating that problem.
Well, they're required to comply with the EPA standards.
Heart-to-heart?
They are. No, that's not heart-to-heart. That's U.S. government enforcement. That is not heart-to-heart. And that's severe penalties for violation. So they're held to that. We're talking about internally, we are not a regulatory agency. You know, CLIA is an association. You know, we're not a law enforcement agency.
We have the hammer of
The hammer is, you know, somebody could be expelled from the organization.
That's
not a legal issue. That's a association matter. The question was, at what point do we do that? You know, if we did not see appropriate response to a problem, that's when that would become, you know, a likelihood that they would be discharged from the organization, and a probability. So far, that hasn't happened, so that's why we haven't kicked anybody out. But because when these things happen, they're really setting about fixing it. In most cases, when these things happen, it's in violation of their own corporate requirements. The people at the corporations hold their own employees to certain standards of conduct. Most people haven't violated the old corporation, so it's not a result of the corporation trying to get away with something as a matter of, you know, business expediency. If that were the case, we wouldn't want them in our association. But that hasn't been the case so far. They want to fix it. If we're convinced they want to fix it, and we're monitoring their progress in fixing it, they'll be eligible to remain within the organization.
Admiral, doesn't that speak more to if you have an industry, let's just say they're following all the rules, and then you allow 90 or 100 boats to come in, and all the buses that need to support them, and all the trucks that need to bring food or whatever, then you may just exceed the ability for the air to be clean in a certain area because of all the activities. So that speaks to the community to say, if everybody's following the rules, then how many can we allow without destroying our environment and ruining the quality of our town? Bar Harbor, to me, is an example of a town that listened more to more is better, spring it off, which should be what we look at in this community, listening to all this, you know, whatever side you're on. That's the biggest thing, why we all need to be here talking about it. And